So we had time. Quite often, you know, when the kolkhozes were raising the pigs for pork, then the meat went to Russia, to Moscow, St. Petersburg. But the byproducts like ears, noses, breasts, that kind of stuff stayed here in shops. But they had a really big dog. I don't know what they're called. They're not called Bernard. They had a huge dog that doesn't even
very big.
It's like he was like a 100-kilo dog, you know, huge dog. And so he went to shop every day to buy some of the pig's breast, kind of the pig's sort of like, you know, belly thing with breast, you know, just a skin thing with little bit meat and this bit of the skin. And then on a third day. And he was very thin guy, like very sort of like really young, very thin, you know. And then the third day, the shopkeeper asked him, "Young man, would you tell me the recipe, what you're doing with this thing?" Because those days, quite of this kind of thing, like ingestions and livers and tongues, and people had very good recipes, they were making very good dishes out of this stuff. So the shopkeeper thought that, you know, there is a... excellent, you know, he must have some very gourmet recipe that he's buying this stuff every day, so that she can try it at home or give it to her friends, whatever, because, you know, what will you do with skin, with breast bits, you know. But then he said, wait, didn't tell what he's doing with that. The next day he took the dog, showed the dog that behind the window that we make porridge, and then we put pieces of it into it to flavor it for the dog.
Oh my God.
I don't eat it.
But we did eat all sorts of, you know,
internal organs, dishes made out. So she sort of thought, you know, there might be a dish out of this weird belly skin, you know.